When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the first in the show of the Thursday sit-down. Well, I couldn't have a more controversial guest, if I'm honest, than my mate Robbie. Believe it or not, we are actually mates. So I'm going to welcome Robbie Lyle to the show. Welcome, Robbie.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Thank you for being my first guest. It's been a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it has. It has been a while since we've had a chat. You know what I mean? It's been kind of really busy. I don't know. I saw you at the game the other day. It was I think I saw you.
No, we didn't see each other at United. We saw each other before you went to Qatar, which we'll get to as well.
But, okay, well, yeah. It's been busy times, man.
You are busy boy, aren't you now? I mean, I was thinking back to people that don't know. I was actually on AFTV at the very near the beginning, about seven, eight years ago. Giles, my lovely podcast brother at the time, said, fancy doing a show on AFTV. I said, what's AFTV? He says, an Arsenal fan thing. Why don't you come along? And do you remember we did a pub in Farringdon or a restaurant in Farringdon? And there was loads of us around this round table. Yeah. And I remember you, I just acted like me. I didn't really understand what was going to come from that. And I remember you saying to me, I'll give you one piece of advice. Don't read your comments. and I said to you, why would anyone be commenting on me? Wow. Could you have been more right? I'll never forget the first show we did. There was loads of us. I think Tim Payton was with us as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we had this. The first show we did, I got slaughtered in the comments and I tried to respond to every single one. I just got slaughtered. I got slaughtered in the first one for what does she know about football? And in the second one, it was sexual. And in the third one, it was a couple of other bits mixed in. And on the fourth one, I learned my lesson. I stopped reading and I just became me and I just did not read them again. Okay. And honestly, Robert, I really thought when I was walking to the train station, I thought, what's he talking about? Why is anyone going to say anything about me? Oh, wow. So that was the bigger, that sort of bred down then. We used to go to the YouTube offices, didn't we? And me and Giles on a weeknight. We did the big Arsenal discussion, which we loved doing. And that went on for about a year or so, didn't it? We had so many amazing guests, me, you, Giles and guests, and then obviously we had Tao, the cameraman. Is he still working for you?
He doesn't. I still see him, still talk to him a lot, but no, he doesn't work for him no more.
He's lovely. I used to give him jip. Are you ready? Come on, let's do this. I've got to go.
That's probably why he left.
But he sort of, it was sort of, I was already doing podcasts, but not in that way. I was doing audio podcasts and it was fantastic. We met such brilliant people. We all got on brilliant. We all had a great, you know, great times together. And obviously then you went in a different direction. That stopped. Mm. I joined another podcast. Giles did what he did. And then AFTV really sort of erupted onto the scene, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. I have to be honest, Robbie, you know, and I've said all along, I don't really watch it. It's not for me. Mm-hmm. There's the odd thing I might watch that you do. You gave me a shout out on my birthday, so I definitely watched that one. And, yeah, it's not for me. But mm-hmm. if I don't like something, I don't watch it. I don't comment. But there are many, many people in our fan base that don't like what you do. And there are many people that do like what you do. And as what I say to everybody is if you don't like something, you don't have to watch it. You don't have to comment and you don't have to watch it. So let's just find out a little bit about you, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
What was the defining moment? Because you didn't, you had a career, didn't you, before you did this?
Yeah. I used to work as a surveyor. So not too far away from sort of what you've done in the, I don't know if you still do it, what you've done in the past.
I'm in property. Yeah, I'm in property.
Yeah, yeah. I used to work as a building surveyor. And I worked for various different, a lot of times I worked for housing associations, loads of different ones around London, you know. So that's what I did before. Before that, I used to do music back in the day. I've done a bit of everything, man. I've always been a bit of a sort of person with a little, got a bit of an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
You know, so I've always been working in a job and then trying other little things and stuff like that. But the one that I did that was quite big back in the day was music. I used to do reggae. So I was very heavily involved.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very heavily involved in that when I was a lot younger. And, yeah, it was good. Those were good times, you know what I mean? I used to perform in shows around the UK, even around Europe. So, yeah, those were fun times. And then I sort of, after that, sort of went back into working, as I said, working as a surveyor. And, of course, watching Arsenal as well, you know what I mean? Even back in my music days, I remember I used to have so many arguments with other artists around football. You know, I remember me and my mate, he's a good friend of mine, Tipper Irie, he still does the music thing. He was a massive Arsenal fan as well. So it always used to be like me and him against everybody else, you know? So, I think the music stuff was the other big thing that I've done in my life, you know?
Okay, so very remiss of me. Good evening, everybody in the chat room. I always forget to say good evening, but good evening. Thank you for being here. Good evening from Robbie as well. If you do have any questions, I will be putting to them during the chat. Absolutely will. So, Robbie, there's things that are said about you that I find a little bit hard to take because I've known you 8-9 years, as I've said. You've always been the same to me. You've never, ever changed. You've always been a decent guy. But there's this thing that goes around that says that you're a Luton fan. Where does that come from?
Because back in the day, I lived in Luton. When I was a kid, I went to school in Luton. So, you know, and all of a sudden now, some of these haters picked up on it and says, I'm a Luton fan. You know what I mean? To be honest, like with me, I'm so thick-skinned.
Yeah, you are.
I learned this a long time ago. I remember my dad told me this, right? Dad's from Jamaica. And he said, don't waste your time with fools. So when people say stuff like that to me, I just say to myself, I can't be asked to waste my time. If anybody who knows me will know that, you know, I went to school in Luton. You know, there's nothing to hide. Went to school in Luton, you know, and yeah, it was great times when I went to school in Luton. I've still got a lot of friends there. Started some of my early music stuff on a sound system from Luton as well. So this is where the Luton thing comes from. He's a Luton fan. So I remember some guy came up to me one time at a game and he goes, oh, yeah, he goes, I bet you wish you was at Luton. And I said, no, I bet you miss you was at the Luton Town game. And I said, yeah, no, I just come from there. I go, do you want to know the score? And he goes, what? And I'll just deal with it like that. If someone's gonna chat rubbish to you, that's what you do. You just respond to them in that way. I just don't really waste time with it.
Yeah, and when I'm on social media and people chat rubbish to me, I do the same thing. I never go for them or anything.
I've had Luton fan. I've had, what was it, Palace fan. What was the other one? I've just so many. You know, what I mean, I've had. Oh, you've only just started supporting Arsenal since you set up AFTV, even though there's pictures of me, like, I remember there was a picture of me that was going around of me that actually the last time we won the title in 2004, where I'm at Highbury and I'm in the ground and people said that's a Photoshop.
No.
I was a season ticket holder at Highbury. I used to go to Highbury all the time. Me and a friend of mine, Coogan, who actually does a boxing channel. We used to go to Highbury together, right? We both got channels now. He's got his boxing channel. I got the AFTV. I remember at the time when I was setting up AFTV, I was saying to Coogan, do you want to join up with me and let's do this? Because I go, we're big Arsenal fans. I think this could be really, really successful, you know? So honestly, I don't waste my time with when people are chatting rubbish. I don't feel that, you know, I have to go out there to prove stuff to people. I've been following this club all my life. So,
well, I was going to say to you, so how did you start supporting Arsenal? How old are you, Rob? I don't even know. You're older than me.
I don't like to reveal my age, but I'm old.
I don't think you're older than me, though, but go on.
I'm old, man. But I've been supporting Arsenal from, you know, I was a kid. It's my cousins who got me into it. My cousins really got me into Arsenal. They were the first ones to take me to Highbury. And I was like, from where I went there, I was like, wow. I mean, this is... I remember they took me the first week to Highbury and I sort of went along with them. And the next week when I went on my own. That's how much I loved it. I was just like, I just couldn't believe the atmosphere, the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And then obviously the players, you know, on the pitch, man, I loved. And growing up, my particular favourite player was Ian Wright. Ian Wright for me was just, he's just, you know, them times as well, I was living in South London. So Ian Wright for me was just like my absolute hero, you know? So yeah, Wrighty was really, I always say it to him, the great thing about this is that I've got to meet Ian Wright, became good friends with Ian Wright. And I always say to him, I was going, wow, it's just, this is crazy that you, who's my absolute hero, in those days, like, I'm here talking to you, like, you know, it's crazy.
Well,
and Kevin Campbell as well, you know, these sort of guys.
Yeah, well, Kev I met on Twitter, and obviously he's a good friend of mine and yours. But Ian Wright, I think I've met him before, but then I met him at the anniversary party at AFTV. We had a laugh together. And then one of the other most exciting events that I've ever been to, which I'm going to discuss later with you. But there's, okay, so if you could describe yourself in three words, Rob. By the way, he doesn't know any of these questions, I have to tell you. You're given time to think. You could describe yourself in three words, what would they be?
Ooh. I think I'm genuine. That's what I think. You know what I mean? I think I'm genuine. I think, you know, anybody who knows me knows that, you know, what you see is what you get. So I try to be a very genuine, humble guy. And I'm a very ambitious guy, I'd say.
Right.
But I think I'm a very loyal guy as well. Sometimes to my detriment, I'm too loyal. But, you know, so, yeah, I'd say that. You know what I mean? I don't try to pretend to be something that I'm not, you know. And anybody who knows me knows that I am. What you see is what you get.
I mean, I can't concur anymore. I've known you all that time, you have never changed me. Doesn't matter how many, how successful you've got with what you're doing. You've always had time to talk to me and, you know. And so I find it quite hard when you do get a lot of abuse. I personally sit there. I don't interfere. I don't join it. I don't start. I do find it. Listen, we're all human. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. I know your heart is fully with Arsenal. I absolutely know that. This Luton Town thing I said was funny. However, there were times with AFTV where it was quite divisive and toxic, which I can see in the chat room, and I am going to ask these questions. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you, do you think it helped? I'm not going to go into any person that's on AFTV, the past, present, or, you know, I'm not going to discuss that. But you remember many times, well, not many times, we used to park together under the car park. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I used to say to you certain things, didn't I, about what you need to calm down and what you don't. I'm always very honest with Robbie.
Yeah.
It's one thing I am, whether I say it.
That's what I like about you.
I know. I say it publicly or not. I don't say it publicly. I say it to Robbie direct, exactly what I think. Mm. He knew what I thought about certain things that went on. But again, I'm not involved in AFTV. So do you feel at the time when there was a lot of toxic, the fan base was very toxic around Wenger, people wanted him out, people wanted him in, it became a very big thing. Do you feel that I don't even know how to put this, but, you know, do you feel it was beneficial of what was happening with AFTV at the time that happened around the club? Because a lot of fans were very unhappy.
We're a platform, right? Where from I started it, my whole thing was, it's not about me. It's about letting fans have their say, right? You just described it perfectly then. It was a very, unfortunately, a very toxic time. It was a time when you had when I first started doing AFTV, I'd say like most of the fans were absolutely behind Arsene Wenger. Then it sort of went like 90-10. You had like a 10% of fans that would sort of voice, you know, their disquiet about Arsene Wenger. Then as the years went on, it grew and grew until it got to about 50-50. And then when it got towards the end now, it's probably like 70%. Even people that a couple of years before when I spoke to them, they were sort of saying, well, nah, give them another chance. And they turned and they were like, you know what? We really do think it's time for a change. Right. All we were doing was giving people a chance to have their say. And like you just said, if it becomes like a real split and people are unhappy with the manager, I can't turn around and try to change. You know, I can challenge people when they're saying something. If somebody says to me, I think this manager should go. All I can do as the person who's interviewing is challenge them and say, well, give me your reasons why. And try to make sure that, you know what I mean? I'm challenging to make sure that these are good reasons. And even then, it's their opinion. So, you know, yeah, people have to remember the times that we were going through. It was a very, you know, if I'd have been doing it 10 years before, I'm sure everybody would have come out and be very happy with the manager, just like this season. And which is one of the things that make me laugh, because I've heard things before in the past like, oh, I bet you hope you lose. Your numbers, what would you do? Well, you know, we're top of the league right now. I don't hear nobody asking me that no more. I don't hear nobody asking me about our numbers no more, which are through the roof. I don't hear nobody saying, oh, but are you going to go out of business now because Arsene Wenger's got... Nobody's not asking that anymore. So, you know, all we were doing was reflecting, you know, because we allow people to have their say, we were just reflecting how people felt. And you know what? You listen to many other podcasts, there'd be people on there saying, oh, I'm not happy with the manager. But obviously, because we're such a big platform, you know, we've got over 1.5 million subscribers, for instance, on YouTube. Obviously, it's going to be bigger on our platform. But I don't think there was anything really much different being reflected on our platform than was being reflected on many others. So,
okay.
You know.
So I'm going to just...
I just feel... Sorry?
I'm just going to put a comment up because I said this to you. Okay. I said this to you, and now you can explain to everybody else. I'm just trying to find it from Rich. Sorry. I'm Rich the Gooner. Where is his comment? Oh, I'm so sorry. Carry on.
I see it. Do you want to read it? I see it.
Read it for me and I'll find it.
You said it was an embarrassment and other fans loved it.
No, right? Not that one. That's Rich, where's your comment? Yeah, I know. It's not that one. I do apologize.
Okay. No, but you know what? Let me address.
Yeah, please do. I'll put that up and you can address it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, all I want to ask is what should we have done then? If that is, you know, people who are having their say and another fan comes on, like, you know, and looks at it from another club, I don't know what we were expected to do in those cases. It was just the situation at the time was, you know, there were a lot of fans that were against the manager and they were voicing it pretty vocally, you know, and just like they were, you know, just like they would on Talk Sport, just like they would do on Five Live, just like they would do in a fanzine, just like they would do in a podcast, just like they do on Twitter. It's, you know, you've got to reflect what's going on. You're reporting basically what's happening.
However, and I will say it is slightly different, Rob, because you are a much bigger platform than, say, the podcast I was on or any other podcast, maybe, say, apart from Ask Blog, for instance. Yeah. Now, Richard's point here is what I brought up with you. This is the point I wanted to say. He said it's always the same bunch of fans, hardly a voice of the fans. Now, Rich, I asked this to Robbie quite a few years ago. And Robbie, you explain why it seemed to be the same four or five every single time.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, because, you know, again, that's simply not true. Because, you know, after games, you know, we were interviewing like 20, 25 fans. You've got some fans at that time that really stood out. And, you know, a lot of people watched them, you know what I mean? But honestly, you can go back, you know, you can go back and you can look at the, even at those times, you know, we didn't go to games and interview 2-3 people. We'd interview loads of fans. And then you'd interview fans sometimes that were completely the opposite. But, you know, sometimes there were certain fans that their videos just did more views. And that's just a fact of life. But
I think that's where the misconception...
Like, even now, for instance, like, you know...
Yeah, go on.
I'd say I feel, and this is me, you know, me just saying it how I feel, I don't think there's a platform within like the Arsenal space that gives fans, as many fans, a chance to have their say as us. Because not only do we make fans have a say outside the ground, we just introduced this new thing called Fan Zone, for instance, where
any fan
across the UK, any fan across the world can have their say on Arsenal by just simply just clicking a little thing on our app, right? So, but out of those, you know, maybe we might speak to across a week, right? We might speak to 100 people. You know, you might just have seen that one viral video that went viral. If you actually watch the channel, you'll see that there's so many different voices from so many different fans from all walks of life, from male, female, whatever, whichever color, whichever place they live around the world. So, you know, that is one that I've always kind of been like, I just, it's just not, simply not factual.
I know, but I said that to you, didn't I? And you said the same thing to me years ago. You said, we interview so many people, we put all the videos up, people choose to watch who they want. Now, yeah. That's where I wanted to explain to the people in the chat room that are not very pro-AFTV that Robbie doesn't stand there and interview four people every single game. I'm talking years back to the characters maybe some of you are thinking of or the people that were on there. There's loads that get interviewed. People choose to watch what they want to watch, and if you don't want to watch it, you don't have to watch it.
There's loads of people in your chat room now, right? And, you know, there's loads of people in there, and you might pick one comment somebody might pick up on one comment in the, you know, but there's loads of people chatting it. So it's like Twitter. You know, you have thousands of people talking, but somebody might pick one tweet, you know, so that's what
I'm saying. Yeah, no, that's fine. And then there's this other thing a lot of people say as well. Ads, thank you for your comment. A certain person, but people off from he was right. No, sorry, that wasn't the one. There's so many comments. I did see this one. That's it. Ads. Most Arsenal fans don't even watch AFTV. It's mostly the opposition fans that watch it. Now,
rubbish.
I don't know how you would know that for a start. Second of all, there are a lot of my friends who are not Arsenal fans that do watch it, Rob. They do watch it. But you can't really say that most Arsenal fans don't watch it because you can't talk for other people. And also, there are many people that watch it that probably don't say they do. So,
well, you know, as I said, going back to that thing, that old adage that's used sometimes against us where it says, you know, it's only fans that watch you when you lose. You know, we got 1.5 million subscribers, right? Probably not all of them are Arsenal fans. I get that. There's people who are just sometimes football fans who enjoy our content. Yeah. I meet loads of fans who say to me, they go, yes, I enjoy you. I support X club, but I enjoy your content because it's authentic football content, right? But we've lost, going to that old adage, we've lost two games this season, one on Saturday, right? Before that, we'd only lost one game. We're having an unbelievably good season. If that was the case then, and it was only opposition fans that watch it, I'd be out of business. There'd be no point in me doing any videos. But I can tell you, we're busier than ever this year. This is the busiest year we've ever had. And it's just been incredible, absolutely incredible. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? As I said, there's not a lot I can do sometimes when people are sort of setting their opinions, but the evidence is there, you know? So,
okay, so I knew that was going to come up and I knew I can see it in the chat room and I can't put all of your comments up, but we will get to some other stuff as well. Again, so Michael, this was the first fan interaction for international fans. It may be closer to the club. So we're talking about fans that, like me, live half an hour away and go regularly. You've got people in Zimbabwe and Russia and China and everywhere else that has brought them closer. Because they had that. Mm. And I think your content now, with the people you have on now, has definitely improved. I started to watch a bit recently. I knew you were coming on, so yeah. I thought I'd better have a look. Your fan zone thing is good. Robert Stevens, who's quite a regular on the show, has got a question. How does Robbie decide who does the watch-alongs? And if people who haven't been on the channel, can they apply to go on one of the watch-alongs?
Yeah, they can, actually. We've had a couple of people who've been on recently. Who have like people that have just emailed in and we've then got them onto the watch along. So, you know, and it's going to be something that we're going to be rolling out more and more, especially towards the end of the season, especially if fingers crossed, we're starting to look like we're going to get closer to winning this league because we're looking to do like some sort of bigger watch parties with more fans on it as well. So, yes, you know.
So how does he apply? If people want to apply, Rob, to go on it, how do they apply? You can
email into info@aftv.co.uk.
Okay, so yeah. Let's just go back a bit. What was your vision when you thought in your head, I want to do a fan channel at the club that I love? What was the vision?
The vision was at that time was just like, how can I give fans a chance to have their say in video? I wanted to do it in video. So the vision was I just want to be able to, as chat to as many fans as possible. So it was quite a simple vision, just like, you know, let's get a camera, let's get a microphone, let's start going to games and speaking to fans. At first, I was only going to do it at home games. But then after a while, I was, you know, well, not even after a while, after the very first game I did, I remember it was Tottenham. We beat them at home. And then I just, the very next week, we went and done Aston Villa away. And then from then on, I was like, I said to Tao at the time, I said, Tao, we got to do every game. Because at first, I was only going to do one game. I was only going to do home games because I was thinking I can't afford to do away games as well because it is quite an expense,
yeah.
Especially at those times. So, but yeah, after we did the away game the following week, we just decided to do every single game. And then like now I'm just on this mission to just give as many fans a chance to have their say as possible. That's why we've recently introduced the fan zone stuff. Obviously, a lot of people talk through comments. And yeah, it's been very revolutionary. You know what I mean? I think a lot of, you know, you see so many other people now making content online. I think when we was first doing it, there wasn't many people making content on regarding football online, or they were doing things like we're nicking the highlights off of games and stuff like that. But all of our content was original. And I think you've seen now that so many people now do podcasts and previews and reviews and different, you know, give their opinions on Arsenal and various other teams as well. So it's really sort of spawned something that's become much, much bigger.
Are you enjoying it more than you've ever done?
I am, yeah, because we're winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's great when we're playing so well. You know what I mean? You know, there's nothing better then, you know, you come out of a game, you've had a great win, you know, you know, because I'm an Arsenal fan. So, you know, I want to see my team winning. It's busier than ever. It's probably the busiest I've been because I've also got another channel as well that called DR Sports, which is sort of a general football channel. So that channel's flying at the moment and, you know, waiting to sort of working to get that channel as big and up as big as possible. You know, I've had to be putting a lot of work into that as well. So, but yeah, no, it's great. And, you know, we've just been doing so many different things. I mean, I did a thing last year where I went to Nigeria and did a watch party where we watched an Arsenal game with some Arsenal fans over there from Nigeria, and that was incredible.
Oh, fabulous.
That was absolutely incredible. We had to do it at a secret location because if we had done it elsewhere, we'd have had thousands of people turn up. And, you know, the passion of those fans was absolutely unbelievable. So it's been incredible. And, you know, I'm just like trying to do more and more of those sort of things where, you know, we're taking it out and giving as many people as possible their chance to have a say.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of love for you in the chat room, and also Graham, who does a tactical breakdown on
Graham's
your channel.
Brilliant. Yeah,
Graham's brilliant. Graham's been on here many, many times. He was actually on my first ever show that I did on my own a year ago in last year when I did my hosting. I called Graham on because he was so calm and fantastic and helped me because, as you know, I've done pods for years, but I was never had my own show. I was never a host. I still prefer to be a guest, but, you know, Graham's fantastic. And I do think that you have got some great people.
Now, Graham's brilliant. I remember when I first met Graham, we interviewed him outside a game. We'd interviewed him a few times. He'd come on. And I just like knew, like when he spoke, he's like the way he broke the game down. I was thinking, how's this guy able to break the game down? Like, he's just finished watching it. Like, even sometimes, like, I think I'm breaking it down good. And then I go home and I get mugged off because I'm like, oh, a certain penalty. And then I look at it and think, actually, you know, right? And he was just so good at it. And then I just said to him, I go, yo, Graham, we'd love to get you on a weekly basis to come and talk tactics because I think the way you break it down, the way you explain things is so good. That, you know, I really think people would appreciate it. So, yeah, no, Graham's brilliant.
Absolutely love him, and I've been begging him to come back, but he's been so busy. He will come back though.
So look, yeah.
Paul said, "My Liverpool fans love Graham." I think people, when you just support football, when you love football and you support another club, if you see someone talking about football well, like I was on Toffee TV last week with Baz.
Yep.
Absolutely love Baz, and the way he talks about his.
I was with Baz on Tuesday.
I just absolutely love him and Toffee TV and what they've done as well. Yeah. And I just feel there are certain people on certain channels that are absolutely brilliant. And
those guys are brilliant. They were telling me they were getting a bit of stick because, again, they're having to report at the moment on quite a toxic situation when it comes to Everton. Although they were full of smiles when I came out of the game on Saturday, you know, because they just won. But, and funny enough, I was chatting to the guys from Redmen TV who do the Liverpool channel, who they've been having a wonderful time over the past few years. And then they're saying that it's a bit horrible for them at the moment because, again, this is what I'm trying to explain to people. They now all of a sudden have got a situation where fans are like, what's going on? You know what I mean? Where everybody was sort of really behind the whole Liverpool project because it's faltering a bit. You know what I mean? Some people have sort of voiced their, disquiet about certain things. So it does sort of happen that way sometimes because if you're giving people a chance to have your say, even if you're just doing it yourself, even if you yourself is having your say, if your club is going for a bad time, and you're being open and honest about it, you are going to be sometimes say stuff that, people think, well, do you have to say that? But if you're being open and honest, you do have to say that.
I agree, Robbie. However, and I will say this, there is a way of saying it. So whether your club is doing good or bad, okay, you're saying that Toffee TV, Redmen, who were obviously Redmen I met through you as well, you may not have the characters that you did have doing what they did. That's all I'm going to say. And that's what people in the chat room are trying to allude to. Absolutely. You come out of a game and listen, Robbie, don't you remember I came out of Tottenham once? You grabbed me and you said, come and speak to me. And I said, no. And then you grabbed me and went, come on, man. And I went, all right then. And I was fuming, absolutely fuming. I think Harry Kane scored in the last minute. Harry Kane scored in the last minute and going to Tottenham's an absolute nightmare anyway. The last time I went to Tottenham, you had to shield me. Don't you remember that outside? Oh, it was anyway, that's another story.
I can't remember that. I had to shield you.
Do you remember when I came up to you and you said, are you on your own? And I said, yeah. And you went behind me. Yes. Yeah, do you remember? Yeah. And it was before the game. But this is quite a few years back when it was about 5-6 years ago that you'd scored in the last minute. I was fuming. I came out and acted like an absolute, I don't know, prima donna, whatever it was. I was fuming about everything. And then when I left you and done the interview, which I've never done before and I'm never going to do another one again, is that I had memes written about me. I had people coming at me. And I was like, oh, my God, I just come out and we had just, I think we'd lost. I can't remember, but I was fuming. And you can get that passion again. You can get that passionate. And I think if I'd have gone years on your channel, I think I'd have been hated, to be honest. All I will say is, there's been some terrible language, some terrible things said, and it wouldn't be right of me to sit here and just have the love in, Rob, because you know I love you anyway. But I have to say that's why I stopped watching. Okay, not stopped watching. It didn't appeal to me. I'm an older generation anyway. We love our club. It was in turmoil, and I just felt they could. I told you direct to you. You know that. However, you can't control everything. I do get that. And if these people, certain people's videos went viral, what can you do?
I always say to people, right, and I'm always open and honest, that we have made mistakes. I don't want people to think that, over the years we've been perfect. We haven't. We've made mistakes. You've got to remember that what we do, no one had ever done this before. There's no blueprint. There's no, instruction book. There's no, you know what I mean? We were doing stuff and we were sometimes learning on the job. And certain things would happen and you'd be like, afterwards, you're like, oh, shit. Should we really have done it in that way? And like now, there's certain things that I did back in the day that I wouldn't do now because I've learned. No. I've learned from that. You know what I mean? So people do really need to understand that. It's just, you know, as I said, it was something that was completely new. No one had ever done it in this way before we came along and started doing it in this way. So, you know, of course we've made mistakes.
And I think now you've learned from that and you have got a great team where I think there's always going to be anti-AFTV. I don't think you're going to change people's minds.
You can never, right? I'll tell you, you will never, if you're doing anything to do with any football club, even if the football club wins the league every year, you are not going to please every fan in that. I hate that word, fan base. I hate that word. I don't know what it is about me. I just don't like the word fan base, right? But you're not going to please everybody because football is a game of so many different opinions, right? You'll get people to, because they don't agree with your opinion, that for some reason they dislike you. I'm never like that. I just look at it and say, I don't agree with your opinion. Simple as that.
That's right, yeah.
I'm an Arsenal fan. You're an Arsenal fan. You might feel that guy should start every week. I might feel he shouldn't, and I might prefer someone else. And we should just respect that. But unfortunately, sometimes you get people that if you don't agree with what they say, you're not a real Arsenal fan and things like that. And I hate things like that as well. When people try to tell you, I mean, what is a real Arsenal fan? You know, a guy said to me one time, I've had a couple of people come up to me before, and it was one guy come up to me, he goes, you're not a real Arsenal fan. So I said to him, all right, I'm not a real Arsenal fan. I've been supporting this club for, nearly 40 years, right? I go, I've been home and away with this club. This is long before AFTV. I've been at the Champions League final, right? I pay to watch these games with my own money, right? I got up and down everywhere. How am I not? If that's not a real Arsenal fan, what is it then? I mean, you may not agree with my opinion. You may not agree, but don't tell me I'm not a real Arsenal fan. So it's things like that. You know, to me, everybody, even if a man started supporting Arsenal yesterday, he's an Arsenal fan because we all started somewhere. We all started somewhere. When I hear people sometimes say, oh, they might pick out a particular person and say, oh, what do they know? They've only just been supporting Arsenal for the last, you know, they've only started coming this year. Well, we all started from somewhere. I mean,
absolutely.
A real Arsenal fan is not someone who supported the club for 10, 20, 30 years. A real Arsenal fan is someone who supports Arsenal and loves the club. And that's how I look on it, you know what I mean? So whether it's one day or whether it's 20 years, as long as you're supporting the club and it's your club, we should embrace everybody and we should give everybody the chance to learn about the club. How do we bring new fans in? We don't bring them in by having that attitude. We bring them in by welcoming them in and teaching them about the club, if anything. Teaching them about how this club is, what it's done over the years. And, you know, because I find it really interesting at the moment this season, I'm meeting so many sort of youngsters and they're like, oh, I just want to see us win this for the first time. And I'm like, well, no, we've won it loads of times. I look at him and I think, oh shit, that kid's only about 18. He's never seen us win the title. Forget how long it's been since we've done it. Remember, we used to win it all the time.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, you can imagine I went in 1971. So when these youngsters, which are the new generation, are talking, they're talking about, oh, when Wenger left. And I'm like, we've had so much before this. And I think as well, something that you may choose want to think about doing is going back and showing way into the 60s, the double and the 70s, you know, how important George Graham was as a player, then a manager. And you, there's so much about the Arsenal. I haven't got you for much longer. Can you stay a little bit longer than you said?
Yeah,
you've got
to go. A bit longer.
Fantastic, because there's so many things I want to talk to you about. Okay, so let's just talk about you. Okay, in all of this, this is now your career. You are earning money from this. You are putting your heart and soul into it. You work all the hours God sends. I can hardly ever get in contact with you because you're up and down doing stuff. Whether people agree with it or not, you choose to do it. That's up to you. As I say, if you don't like Coronation Street, just switch the telly off. It's the same thing. What is the best person you've ever met from the minute AFTV was started? Apart from me, of course.
Well, as I said, Ian Wright, I love. You know, he was, as I said, one of my heroes growing up.
Amen.
And also, you know, when I met him, you know, you meet someone who's your hero and they don't disappoint.
Yep.
He didn't disappoint. He's so down to earth. He's given me so many words of encouragement over the years. You know, there's been situations that have happened along this journey where one of the first people on the phone is him to me. And saying to me, Robbie, don't let that get you disheartened, mate. You do what you're doing. I'm proud of what you're doing, man. You know what I mean? Respect. And I just think he's such a genuine person. And he's like you. He will tell you as it is as well. If there's stuff to tell you that may not, you know, it's not always rosy. He might, you know, he tells you the truth or how he feels. And so I love him, man. And he's the biggest Arsenal fan you will ever meet. Because he trust me, if Arsenal lose, it hurts him. Hurts him badly. You know what I mean? Because he's such... And then I also look at all what he's achieved and, you know, the shining example he is, you know, and looking where he's come from and everything like that. And I just think he's just an exceptional person. You know what I mean? You know, on the pitch when I first used to watch him, but when I look at him now and what he's doing and, you know, even the stuff he's been doing recently in women's football and that, he's just a real shining example of a really good person.
Well, he's my hero and I love Ian Wright to absolute pieces. And when I met him at your party, I had the best time chatting with him. But one of the things that I'm never, ever going to forget that you did for me, okay, Rob, was invite me to stand with you on the sort of press carpet at the 89 film. But what I didn't know was that when I got there, I thought I was going to be standing next to you so I could meet all the players coming in, which everybody knows I was at Anfield 89. I'm not going to go on to that, but to actually meet them, plus other players that were there, I turned up and stood next to you and you gave me the mic. I said, what are you doing? You said, you're interviewing all of them. I went, no, I'm not. I'm not an interviewer. And you went, you're interviewing all of them. Of all the people, you are the best person for it. And I can never thank you enough for the second best footballing night of my life. Because
that's nice.
I got to interview David O'Leary, Tony Adams, David Seaman, Ian Wright. Oh, my God. And when Ian Wright saw me, he just comes up to me and goes, Princess Guna. And I'm like, how do you know I'm Princess Guna? It's like, it was incredible.
You did it, Alan Smith.
Well, that was the most hilarious night of my life. So I'll talk about that in a sec. But so Robbie got me a ticket to the premiere. I interviewed them all. Then the interviews are there for life. They're all on AFTV. You can all go and watch them if you want. And I had the best time ever. So thank you for that. But so when I was doing stuff for Arsenal Fan TV 8 years ago or whatever it was, we was at the Tollington one night and you said, can you come down? We're doing a bit of filming. I went, all right, I'll come down. And Alan Smith was in there.
Yeah.
And I'd never met him. And I remember saying, I was talking to a couple of people in the pub waiting for you to do your interviews and then we were going to go and do some stuff. And I said to this guy, if I don't go and speak to Alan Smith now, I'm never going to see him again. I'm just never going to have that chance. I went up to him and I can't see. He said the same thing to me. He said, hello, Guna girl. I said, how do you know my name? And I honestly, Alan will exactly tell me this story. I said six times, how do you know my name? How do you know me? He goes, oh, I watch you on Twitter. You're so funny. I was like, you know me. Anyway, we got chatting. You interviewed Alan inside for a little bit. And then you said to me, come on, we're going outside. And I said, do you want to come, Alan? And Alan said, well, I've already done my bit with Robbie. I said, no, come on, you haven't done it with us. We come outside, you look at me and go, how'd you get Alan Smith to come outside? I was like, you want to chat with us? And then you gave me the mic and you went interview him. I just went, no, I'm not doing that. I never forget that.
No, and you were brilliant as well. And
oh my God.
You were brilliant. I remember the reason why, like, I did that as well, because I was like, I watched Anfield 89. I remember I watched it on TV. I didn't get to, you know, I wasn't as fortunate as you, right? And I didn't get a ticket to go to the game. I remember watching it on TV, but I just felt at that time that because you were there, you were actually there at the game. I was like, nah, you're the right person, because you're gonna evoke all the real emotions of being at the game. And you did. You did. It was exactly as I thought would happen. And it was brilliant. So, I remember those were fantastic interviews, man. You did brilliant. And you know what I mean? I could tell as well, like, when you were speaking to them, and this is the good thing sometimes, that when somebody's interviewing someone and, like I said, you were actually there, you were saying things to them that they had forgotten. I could tell. Mm. You were talking about the little intricacies of the night that some of them had actually forgotten about. And when you said it, they remembered and they were like, oh, yeah. And I could see, like, they're thinking, I actually remember that. You know what I mean? So those were fantastic interviews. They really were.
And I remember saying to, actually, David O'Leary was absolutely fabulous to talk to. And I remember saying to one of them, because I wanted them to know I was there and I wasn't just interviewing for the newspaper or something. And I was chatting to them and I it was unexpected. I thought I was just going to go and stand next to you and watch you all. And I'll never forget that, Rob. So for me, from my heart, it was the most amazing second football best night of my life, really. Oh, wow.
I didn't know it was that high up, but that's good to know.
Oh, God,
know.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to watch them, they're still there. They're still on up there. They are still there. There's thousands of people watch them. And as I said, I don't read the comments because I read one and that was it for me. I didn't read it. But
the comments were good, man. They were bigging you up.
Not all of them. Oh, God, there's so much more to ask you. But you know what? You've been absolutely fantastic. I've absolutely loved it. And, you know, I also wanted to bring you on. I had a lot of people say to me today privately, why have you got Robbie on that, you know, can't stand AFTV? You're really, really going to go against the fan base here. I always do what I want to do, okay? And I don't listen to anybody at all. And
there goes that word again, fan base, right? What is this? We're fans of Arsenal Football Club. You can disagree with people. You can agree with people. You can maybe not like people. But the main thing is we support the club. And that's why I hope that this year, you know what I mean, we can bring it home. Bring home the glory this year. I mean, even when you're talking about the memories of 89, which that was a very special thing that happened there because it was against all the odds. But I was thinking about it the other day and I was looking at the picture of 2004, the last time we sort of won it. And I was just thinking, how good will that be for the young fans now? I was really thinking about that. Like, my daughter, she loves it. I've introduced her to Arsenal. She absolutely loves the club. How good will it be for her to see Arsenal lift that Premier League and her to have all the memories that we've got of seeing that happen? You know what I mean? And you know, so we've got so many fans here in the UK and across the world, you know, and a lot of them have never seen us win anything. So I think it would be so good if we could win it. If we could win it this year, really would.
Can I just ask you a couple of questions? How are you received at opposition grounds when we go away from home?
I'd say I'm received at all of them really well, apart from Tottenham.
Oh, God, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah, they still want to kill me at Tottenham, you know what I mean? They wanted to kill me this year, I'll tell you that. Bloody hell. But but everywhere else is fine. And, you know, I do a lot of content with fans of other clubs. I mean, even today I was doing a preview for the game on Saturday with a Brentford fan, Billy. He's got a channel called Besotted, Billy the Bee. You know what I mean? So I do loads of stuff with opposition fans. So, yeah, I get received very well, you know, the opposition teams across various different countries around the world. It's amazing, really. It's amazing.
Okay, so now let's jump forward. We're having the most incredible season. What you're saying is, you know, your subscriptions have gone up. The old adage of you want us to lose because your viewing figures go up, which I've never understood anyway, is always better to win because we want Arsenal to win. It's not about the viewing figures. And we're in a very amazing, positive place. Let's just take Everton out of it at the moment. Man United, we should have won. Everton, we shouldn't have won. We didn't even turn up.
No.
So do you think we're going to do it? What's your opinion?
I don't like to say because I don't want to.
Thinking we could?
I've been saying this since the start of the season, Amanda. Yeah, that the first thing was I was lucky enough to be over in Florida when Arsenal was in pre-season. I remember we played our team Orlando, and we looked really, really good.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I've been to loads of pre-seasons over the year, but this time there was something different about the team. We looked so sharp. And then I remember we played Chelsea after that. We ripped them apart. We could have won that about 6-7. And at that time, I was saying, you know what? This Arsenal team, I feel we're going to do something this year. And I was not thinking about the league. Listen, I was just thinking top four. And I was like, yeah. I feel that this is the first time in a very, very long time that I see a team that I feel can compete for the top four. But, you know, they've exceeded all expectations and they've followed that through. And I do think we can do it. I do think we can do it. I still think there's a long way to go. I still, you know what I mean, there's a lot of times we look at games and we... You say to yourself, if we beat City then, and if we... Saturday was proof against Everton that it's got to be one game at a time.
Yeah.
I feel when you look at all the teams in the Premier League, if you look at it from when the season started, we are definitely the best team in the league. 100%. We're better than City, I feel. I feel we are a better team than City. We play better football than them. They've got a lot of the headlines this year because they've got Erling Haaland up front, is an amazing player. But if you look at them as a team, I think Arsenal have played better football than them this season. So I feel that if we continue playing how we've been playing and everything's justified, we'll win it because we'll deserve to win it because we're the better team. We're the best team in the league, but we've just got to keep it going. We just got to keep it going, you know. But I do love what Mikel Arteta has done. I love the way in which he's brought the you know, and things that he said he was going to do, like bring the fans close to the players. I think he's achieved. I think the documentary, the All or Nothing documentary, really helped form a connection. At first, I was worried about that documentary. I was thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah, right? I was all right.
But, you know, it really has brought a connection between Arsenal fans and Mikel Arteta because we can see that he cares. I was thinking at that game on Saturday at Everton, remembering the All or Nothing documentary, he has a go at it because that was another poor performance last year at Everton. And in the documentary, you see him really having a go at the players, you know. But I see a guy that really cares, and I see a team that is just transformed. I mean, look at Granit Xhaka.
I mean, unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And I remember that it's not just this season. Granit Xhaka was good last season as well. And again, that's Mikel Arteta's call because a lot of us were saying, you know, move Granit Xhaka on, and he said, no, I'm keeping him. And he's been sensational. So right now, we're the best team in the league. If we just keep it going, I think we will win it.
But we've got what's your prediction for Saturday, Brentford? I'm going to put this down.
I'm going 3-1, right? But I said to Billy the Bee today, I said that I feel it's not going to be an easy 3-1 if that indeed comes true. I feel it's going to be like one of those games that's like quite tight, and then just at the end we get away with it. We get those couple goals maybe that make it look like, you know, those games which maybe should have been a 2-1, not a 3-1, them type of games. But I feel at home we've been strong.
This week, Rob, Brentford is just as important as City, because we need to get back to winning ways. We lost against City in the FA Cup. We lost against Everton. I'm going 1-0. I don't think it's going to be as easy as we think. Yeah. Well, people are saying
it won't be easy. It won't be easy, because remember they went to City and they beat City.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget that. They went to Man City and they beat them, and they deservedly beat them as well. They've beaten Man United this year. I think they got a draw with Chelsea. They are a good side. You know what I mean? They're a very good side. But then we did go there and turn them over pretty easily.
We did.
Year.
Absolutely. We just quietened that crowd. Didn't even hear them. Oh, look, Rich the Gooner, breaking news. I agree with some of the things Robbie said. Well done, Rich. Of course not. You don't have to.
We're football fans. We never agree with everything.
We're Arsenal fans. First and foremost, we're Arsenal fans.
First and foremost, of course.
You have been, as I knew you would be, the most fantastic guest, Rob.
No, thank
you. You have always had a little special place in my heart for introducing me to podcast things. I was doing pods before, but not like that. You've been... Yeah, there's been times where I've disagreed and I've told you, but you've always been in my life.
You always cuss me. But what I like you're a very special person to me, because I like genuine people. You come, you won't say behind my back, you won't snipe, come and say, Rob, listen, I've got to have a word with you. And I'm like, oh, God. Here we go.
And that's a lot. And a lot of people don't know that I do that to you. They think, Rob, no, Rob. Oh, no. I don't.
Listen, you tell me off a lot, right? But but you always come from the right place, man. And listen, you...
Absolutely.
And like you said, right, you know what I mean? So it's about... nobody's perfect, man. And I can take constructive criticism, and there's things that people say that, you know, I've taken on board and they've been right, and you know, and there's other things that people say that I just don't really agree with.
That's fair enough.
And like you said, you just can't please everybody, unfortunately.
No, you can't. I know your heart's in a good place for Arsenal. Yeah. I know that. And the thing is your dad's right. And what he said, you can't. Yeah. You just have to, you know, take it on the chin and move on. Life's too short, you know. There is a massive chance that we're going to be celebrating possibly winning the league. A big chance. However, we have to turn up against Brentford. We've got to stop thinking about City. We have to. I know it's a week last night, but
You know what? I want to ask you actually before I go. How are you feeling about the City game? I know we are taking it one at a time, but how are you feeling going into that game? Because I don't feel, in years gone by, I'm just like, it's almost like it's inevitable what's going to happen.
No, this it's not time, inevitable.
This time I feel good about this game, man. I'm like, obviously we want to get the win on Saturday, but I was at this, even the other day, I was at the game in the FA Cup. And I was like, that was an even game. And we made so many changes. And we've been so strong at home. And the atmosphere has been so good in that stadium. I think that's going to be a really tough game for City. We should have beaten them last year at home.
Yeah, we should have. We deserved it. But then what happened last year is what happens to us every year. But then their experience and their discipline took over. But the difference is this year, they're definitely worried about us. I get my close City friends messaging me going, you're going to win the league this year. We're just not good enough, da, 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 and all this. I don't want them. What I don't want, Rob, is to sit here and talk about it. I want to talk about Brentford because this is the problem we've got. We haven't played as well as we have been in the last couple of weeks, say. So we need to get back to winning ways. I know the ground's going to be rocking. I know every seat is going to be taken. I know everyone is going to be supporting those boys like we have been. The atmosphere is incredible. I got on the when we beat United, I started to believe. That was when I started to believe. That was the most incredible game. We need to get back to that. However we win on Saturday, we just have to win. Even if it's not pretty, because what happens against next Wednesday night, that night is going to be wow, just wow. I think you're going to hear the fans all over London, because we know London is red, of course.
Of course.
I think it's going to be, I think we get behind the boys on Saturday and I think we'll win, please God. But at the end of the day, that's what we should be talking about, Rob, not all City. Right. All right?
You're wiser than me. I'll take you. All right. One game at a time. I've said it and then I'm going past it. One
game at a time. As Rupert Clark said, one game at a time.
You're right, Rupert. One game.
And I think if we'd have beaten Everton and not lost to City, I think we would have just been going, yeah, we'll beat Brentford. So maybe it's a good thing for us because we have to beat Brentford and boy, do we have to beat City. And we just have to keep doing what we do. And I think from the friendlies back in July, which is what you were talking about before, when we won those friendlies and we won them well with Jesus, I had a great feeling. Never did I think we'd be in this position. I would never sit here and say that. I was like, yeah, we're going to hit top four. I was like, we're going to get it this year. I think we've got the team. Zinchenko, Jesus has come in, you know, Ben White's at right back. We've got Tomiyasu as cover with Tierney. And then obviously Zinchenko's been amazing, which you could see straight away. So Mikel is for the club. We're all for the club. I've loved this. Thank you for staying absolutely much longer than said you could. Robbie, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to stay on just to have a little chat with the Arsenal fans, but you have been a fantastic guest and you know I love you.
Love you too. You take care.
Bye. Thank you so much. I'll speak to you soon. Guys, thank you. That was me chatting to Robbie. And as you know, I know him. And as he says, I tell him as I see it, that is just me all over. Thank you for being in the chat room for over an hour. Just a couple of things. I'm hoping now that you may get to see a different side. I'm not here to change anyone's opinions. You can say whatever, you feel and you think. Thank you, Sultan. Thank you, Mark. That's nice, Sultan, as well. Thank you, Mark, again. So I just want to say that I'm doing a few of these special shows. And next Thursday night, I've got a completely different character coming on. I've got Miss Rebecca Lowe coming on from NBC Sport over in America. I can't wait to chat to her. I really, really can't. And she will be live with me from America next Thursday night around the 8 o'clock mark. We're just trying to sort out timings. So from me to you all, please press like. Even if you don't like Robbie, just press like for me. Please subscribe. Thank you all. It's been amazing. She's not a Gooner, no. She is a Crystal Palace fan. But I can't wait to speak to her. Please spread the word that she's coming on. I love you all. I could sit here all night and speak with your comments, but I'm absolutely shattered. You lot go and have a drink. I'm just going to go downstairs and think about how we're going to beat Brentford on Saturday. The boys will be back with me on Sunday evening at 7:30. And from me to you, good night. Thank you so much. And always Arsenal. Always Arsenal.
Sports Social Podcast Network.